Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Belmont Buzz, Belmont's newest talk show. I'm your host, Joanna Juvelis, senior multimedia journalist for the Belmont Citizen Herald and wickedlocalbelmont.com. Today, we're going to talk about the hockey rink, the Skip Vigliarolo hockey rink, its past, present, and future. And with me today to talk about this are two very important people in town, two very special, well-known people in town. To my left is Skip Vigliarolo himself. It's such an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. And Dante Mazzioli, you both have such big histories with Belmont. But I'll start with you, Skip. You've lived in Belmont since you were born.
Correct.
And that was 1930, and you have a birthday coming up April 27th.
Be 89 years old.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
And you worked for the town for 50 years. You were superintendent of the recreation department, and you were also a hockey coach for about 25 years.
Correct.
For Belmont High School.
Correct.
And I asked how you know Dante, and you said you knew Dante from when he was a young man playing in the parks.
Correct.
So Dante, do you remember meeting Skip back then?
I can remember distinctly meeting him the first time when I was about 10 years old or 11 years old. They had just done a field over, and there was a big signpost on it that said, please don't stay off the grass because they're trying to grow grass. And the grass looked good enough for us, for the group of guys from the Wimbrook area, Richie Lane and Jerry DiGiovanni and Robert Taylor and a cast of characters that still live in the town today.
Yes.
And Skip came by and told us, no certain terms, we should get off the grass promptly.
Mm-hmm.
We told him we'd go, and then we, as soon as Skip drove away in his truck, we came back. Skip doubled around on us, and he literally chased us off the field. So that was my first major encounter, and we've been loyal friends.
Yes,
I was very fortunate to be his assistant coach for many years, and when the friendship has grown, and he's very special to me.
That's how you met. Well,
right.
That's not how you met, but I know that then eventually you were his assistant coach when he was the coach.
Correct.
And then you helped Dante become the head coach,
right? Yes.
And Dante, you're also very active in the community. You've been active with the rec department. I want to mention that you were inducted into the State Hockey Coaches Hall of Fame. You have 40 years of coaching experience here in Belmont. You have your own business here in Belmont, landscaping and construction. So you're also, I got two celebrities here today. This is a really big deal. And I thought it would be appropriate to have you on to talk about this very much debated skating rink. It was much debated up until recently as to where it would be rebuilt. Now we know it will be rebuilt on its current site. We know it needs to be rebuilt. So what I thought I'd do is I'd ask you, Skip, to talk about the history of the building itself.
Well, first of all, how they get the rink. The rink served its purpose up until now, but it's very deplorable and really needs a tremendous amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
But how originally it started was back how many years? Well, back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
A group of Belmont people, businessmen, hockey people, got involved and they wanted to say, let's try to get a rink.
Yeah.
And the group went around and looked at fully enclosed rinks, came back and they had picked one out, I forget where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But then the tennis group got involved and said, we'll vote for the rink if you make it a combination of ice and tennis.
Yeah.
And we get saying, well, they need the votes, and they decided they would do that. So Mel Winter, who was the director of athletics back then, went to the closest rink around, was with Brown and Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
They had one that was
a combination
ice thing. So that's what they went with. But for the first 2 years, it was crazy. It was just open sides, chain link fence. And the first we had, every time it snowed, the snow would get in there.
Yeah.
We had to get it out. So cold, it was unbearable.
I'm sure.
Then we'd pull the sides at the overhang, they pull that down to give a little protection.
Yeah.
on the north side. Then later on, they went and got some Army surplus canvas and put it on that side to block the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opposite side, we went and got some metal, sheets of metal from a place down in Taunton. And we bolted that to the side, just to give us a little enclosure, a little place where you wouldn't freeze to death, except for, you know, it was cold anyway in the winter. And then the right now, it's just like, it's hell in there.
Why did it get to this point? Why, maybe you can tell me, Dante, why wasn't this structure maintained over the years? And why is it in such deplorable condition? I want to get into the condition in a little bit.
Well, the rink, first of all, the rink really served as a great purpose. It really gave us a nice service of ice. We didn't have an artificial ice service in the town. When I was 13 years old, I was one of the first groups to skate in that rink, and I can still remember very well with the Donnie Shafaros and Bill Skelly, we'd be running a middle school program for us, and we had a lot of nice memories on it. It didn't have any, as Skip just said, it didn't have any glass on it. It had chain link behind the net. It never was built for any locker rooms. That was added later in the years. But like every other building in this town, we seem to shortchange our maintenance on these buildings. Now, high school's different. We can run the high school or the middle school, as we did years ago, somewhat into the ground, and we have public funding to help us subsidize rebuilding the new. The rink is different. The library's different. Yeah. The pool was different. Those are all different things. We don't have, there's no federal programs to make us, you know, help us out on that. And that's unfortunate. But just like everything else, I mean, if you go in that facility today, I mean, it really breaks my heart because I played there as a youngster, and a 13-year-old youngster. I played there, and then I was able to coach when I was 18 years old. And then I coached there 40 years. My life was in there. I was in there 6 days a week. And to go in that place now and to see it in the condition, I mean.
Let's talk about the condition that it is now. Who wants to talk about that?
You got it, Skip?
Well, you got, like I said, it's so, you can't, first of all, the first 9 or 10 years, here we have a home rink and we couldn't play our home games here because the visiting teams wouldn't come because it's so cold in there.
Oh, really?
They had no dressing facilities. They had no locker rooms.
Oh, my goodness.
And all they'd do is come in and we'd have to, someone dress in a Zamboni room and no toilet facilities. And then they, I don't know, many years after that, they built the dressing rooms down back. They were just dressing rooms with little heaters in there.
You're kidding
and
me.
And say the visiting team came into the rink, they'd have to go from the back of the rink to up to the front of the rink to go to the bathroom. No, there was no water in there or anything, correct?
And those conditions still exist today.
And they exist today, is right. And the first 9 to 10 years, like I said, we had to use Watertown as our home rink for home games. Now that was,
That's not good. Why didn't they build it better? I don't understand.
See, that's it. When you made that combination like that and didn't have it fully enclosed.
Right.
That's what was a big drawback.
When did it stop being used for tennis? At what point?
Right after it started.
Pretty early on?
It already started. We started with, they have tennis from, say, from April to March almost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then ice from March through the winter months, you know. So it was great for the tennis people. And great, but we had
but
ice.
Then at some point they stopped using it for tennis altogether, right?
They stopped using it for tennis because we set the boards up, and the expense of setting the boards up and getting the rink up and putting the glass up. When we went to glass, it became a little bit more complicated. It was time-consuming. Mm-hmm. It took a number of weeks to put the rink up. So the theory was, and correct me, Skip, if you disagree, theory was that we'd just leave it as a skating rink.
Okay.
When we first got the rink back, Skip was very instrumental in getting our first home games there. He was the head coach, I was the assistant coach at the time. We used the Zamboni room. The Zamboni would come out there, we would put benches around there, and we put rubber mats in there, and we would use it. The home team had to come dressed, and they put their skates on in the back of the rink. So it was very primitive. And then we added two locker rooms in the back. Mm-hmm. But there still was a bathroom situation that where if you had to use the facilities, you had to walk all the way through the stands to get back up there. So, it was our home. Mm-hmm. We were lucky to have it, and that's how I looked at it all over the years.
So what would you say are the major issues today with the rink? The major issues, the major reasons why it needs to be rebuilt?
It's just outdated. It's just outdated. Right? Before we had the regular floor that was surface, was the tennis surface, which is very true. Now what happened was why the tennis had to leave was we had a breakage in a pipe system underneath, and they ripped the whole thing out. And they put a sand base. Mm-hmm. Bottom, that's what the surface is now, correct?
Okay.
And it just doesn't fit the purpose. The ice isn't as good as been true, and it's just a...
Insulation's falling out of the ceiling?
The ceiling's all...
Well, we painted that rink about 26 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got a commercial company to come in who paints bridges, and they did a really nice job painting it. But, whoever heard of painting it 26 years ago? We've never painted it, so we never appropriate any money for it. We're constantly fixing the chiller barrels. Today's standards, the chillers are more. We talked about last night at a meeting at the school, they were talking about being energy efficient. The energy that we waste running those old compressors, it just doesn't even make any sense.
No.
But we don't put any money into it. And then, when the town needed a pool, mm-hmm. the town stood up and said, we need a pool.
Right.
And now the town needs a rink. When that high school was built in 1970, there was money appropriated mm-hmm. to build that skating rink.
Oh,
now
right.
you're building a brand new high school, and now we're talking about private-public funding. We're talking about everything, but no one has talked about really what I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
That should be done in conjunction with the rink. That's part of, with the high school.
The ship has sailed on that right now, though. Right?
I agree on that.
The project is already underway and. They didn't think that, the MSBA won't fund the rink, so that's probably why they didn't include it, in the plan.
Well, it should be, in my opinion, a town-owned rink, maybe ran by a private entity. Well, that would be the way to do it.
The other thing is birds like the rink now, from what I understand, back in 2013, our newspaper did a story. It was actually written by, I think Ann Reynolds wrote this for us, Belmont's bird cage. That's what.
Well, actually, it is.
And I did notice when I toured it that there are a lot of nests there throughout facility. But before we, so now that we've talked about the conditions, I want to just backtrack a little bit. How did the rink become named after you, Skip?
Well, it became a name after me for the service I did in the town and in the rink and everything. And this gentleman beside me went to bat, and I thought it would never happen, but he did a great job and helped me out, or helped me get that rink named.
Well, honor, isn't it, to have a rink named after you? And you're still alive and all that? Well, let me ask you this. The new rink, which we're going to be talking about now, the future of the rink, it will be rebuilt. We know that. It'll be rebuilt on the current site. What we don't know is how big it will be, where exactly it will be on the campus, and will it still be named Skip Vigliarolo?
That I couldn't tell you, Steve.
So, and will it be a public-private partnership, or will the town keep it? Now, it looks like they're moving forward, Dante, with this RFP process. They're drafting an RFP to look for a private partner, because they want to do the public-private partnership, because they say we don't have the money to fix it, and this is the best thing to do.
I applaud the decision of the group, mm-hmm. who's worked extremely hard mm-hmm. to accomplish it, because their thought was, we'll never get one any other way, and we have to do it this way. And I think that's a noble, but I think the town has an obligation to build a rink for the citizens of the town. And if it's going to be run by a private entity, I'm all for it. But we needed a pool. okay? And I think we spent $7-8 million on a pool.
Close to that.
Yeah,
probably.
Close to that.
All said and done.
You know,
good number.
And
10 weeks.
You know, we're now in a discussion of a library. The town needs to update their mm-hmm. facilities, mm-hmm. and I really feel strongly that the town should revisit it. We have never really put a committee together. God knows, we have committees to study many different things. And we have little groups doing differing things around town with regards to this rink. I don't think the selectmen really know what to do with this rink. I don't think the school department knows what to do with this rink. Mm-hmm. I don't think the recreation department knows what to do with this rink. So I would suggest before we jump onto this mm-hmm. that we appropriate money to put the rink into some repair in order, so it's not an embarrassment to everybody that lives in this town, which it is right now. Mm-hmm. And we look at this with a study group and come up with a conclusion. If the conclusion is with the study group that it becomes a public-private partnership, though I'm not in favor of it, I would welcome it, because I think that's the best way
to
do it.
I think that would be a good idea. Have they ever done a feasibility study for the rink? They've
not
done feasibility studies on so many things.
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge.
No, I think that would be a good idea. Mm. Now, what about how big you think they should rebuild it and where you think they should rebuild it? Because there's been a proposal that Belmont Youth Hockey had to make a rink and a half with a multi-purpose room, and they're going to move it from its current location. They're going to add parking, and it will eat up some field space, as you know.
Yeah,
that
be. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that idea?
Well, my idea, the high school has now compromised our field. I think our campus at the high school was very attractive because we had such beautiful field mm-hmm. space. We've shifted everything over to the left. Mm-hmm. So we have compromised the field space. Yeah. With today's age of multi-purpose fields that have synthetic grass on, I think we'll be able to survive that. Mm-hmm. But my thought would be, if we did move the rink to the proposed location or a suggested location in front of the library, across the street from the library where the softball field is, then we have to make parking for the amount of cars based on the space that we're making on the new rink.
Right.
So if we do that, now we've compromised the softball field and the softball field, the soccer field that's adjacent to it. My thought process would be to take the White Field House down in front of it. It's an aged, old facility.
That's definitely coming down.
That's definitely coming down.
Project.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then move the rink forward, and then put approximately 8 locker rooms in the back that not only serve the hockey rink, they can serve a lot of the spring baseball teams, softball teams, so you could really use this rink, but not only can you use it in the winter for the hockey rink, but you can use those locker spaces that are separate with the proper bathrooms mm-hmm. that associated with that and changing facilities. I think it could serve the town well. So I was involved with the field complete the complex. We were involved with that years ago. I think that was a successful project. I would like to see the rink be rebuilt completely on this location, moving it forward, and then having additional locker space, which is plenty of room behind the rink right now.
And your idea, would that take away field space?
I don't see it taking away field loss. We purchased two homes, I'd say, almost 25 years ago, 20 years ago, Skip, that we took down those two family homes that were in front of it.
Right.
We've done nothing with that. We can't
still,
park any cars.
Right there,
it's still right there.
That's where Thomas Clark House was temporarily.
Yeah, exactly.
The Maxim Social was there, too, right next to it.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be your parking for the facility. You could redo that drop-off area and redo the parking area there.
And what do you think about... do you think they'll keep the name Skip Figliarolo?
I couldn't tell you, dear. That's not my jurisdiction.
I mean, it's a historic name in the town.
Well, it'd be nice to have it, but I have no say in that or what's going to happen.
Are you both in favor of the public-private partnership if that's the only way it could get done?
Well,
or do you think the town should wait?
Like Muzz said, once you privatize it, they're not going to get the time. The high school, I doubt, will get 2 hours for the boys, 2 hours for the girls, and all the other little perks they used to get. Before, don't forget, when we had the rink, the school had In the morning, they used to come up, for the gym classes came up to the rink and had their classes there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then the recreation took over, and then it just de-whittled. It didn't stick hang around that long. Mm-hmm. But it was used, you know, then recreation had it evenings, school all during the day. And now you get that and privatize it. I think when you start doing this, the people who privatize it, they were there to make money. And I don't, what do you think, Muzz, on that?
Well, there's a deal that was worked out many years ago on the funding of this facility, probably to run a hockey program for a high school with four teams, two varsity girls and boys, and two JV teams.
Right.
It costs probably a town for rent, who does not have a rink, probably over $225,000 to $250,000 a year to run those programs. Those hours of ice are expensive. They're in excess of $300 in some cases.
Yep.
What Belmont has the luxury of is it's a recreation facility.
Yeah.
And the recreation department does not charge the town 10 cents for those prime hours of ice.
Okay.
And in turn, Belmont has a adult like recreation at night at the high school, and in turn, Belmont the high school does not charge the recreation for that. But as Skip said, if we have a private partnership, that partnership is obliged to make a positive. It's obliged to make money. The ice time between 2 and 6:30 that we currently have is prime ice. I would suggest if that happens, though it's been promised that the high school will have first crack at that, you couldn't make the mechanics work on that. Mm-hmm. Those hours would have to be put out and have to be sold to someone to give in. So I would say Belmont would either take 6 o'clock in the morning or it would take 9 o'clock at night. The benefit, and for me, that I lasted there 40 years, is the kids walk right down the street, get their skates on at 2:30, they're home having dinner with their family by 5:30, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. It's an extremely, extremely nice thing.
It is.
You know what? Belmont wants to be a community, and Belmont is a great community. I'm proud to raise my family here. Mm-hmm. So those things, what's the important? Does that have an importance? To me, that has the most important thing, that Belmont has this ability to put the athletes on the facility right after ice, and we don't have to drive kids around in ice. In fact, I think the school department and the superintendent of schools agreed that they want that facility. Why do they want that facility? Because it's adjacent to the high school and it can work.
It's a great amenity.
Exactly. Yeah. But if it's a private practice and a privatized that rink, then those hours have to be sold, because those are the prime hours that you can sell.
Is it possible to keep it as a town rink? How would it be possible without funds? There's no funds, right? You'd have to wait till their funds become available. I don't know when that would be.
Well, you know, I went to a meeting last night and I heard that the library, and it's very important, and it's important to me also, not only what the rink is, but I also heard that the library got all new rugs, and they cleaned up the library, and they made some improvements there. Well, the town hasn't put 10 cents into this facility.
Interesting.
And even if we do get a new rink, by any means, this rink, he has to serve us for the next 2 or 3 years at the minimal. So I would suggest we should be putting some money back into that and clean that rink up so we can go without a rink. Because if this rink goes down and this roof fails on us or something major happens to us, the town, now the school department is going to come up with additional monies to get to rent ice elsewhere, then bust the kids. So there's a magnitude of things here that I don't think anybody has even thought of at this point.
I know it's really on its last leg, from what
it
I understand.
No question about it.
I'm sure they are worried about the safety of the facility.
Should be condemned.
So I know that you both are Belmontians. You both grew up in Belmont. You've all raised your kids here. Now you have grandkids. You have a great granddaughter that was recently born.
Yes, and he and I have had a great relationship.
And we named that rink after Skip for his years and dedication to not only this hockey but to the town. And he has a great name and a great reputation. I'm sure the new rink, in some way, in some part, would also incorporate that name. That name should continue. I think we skipped mentioned he's going to be turning 89 years old, and I think for the
Don't we have a party there?
We should have a party at that rink.
April 27th.
Exactly. So we'd like that. We'd like to maintain his legacy in the town, what he's done for the town.
Well, I'm going to ask each of you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask each of you your hopes for the future of the Skip Figueroa Rink. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, I hope the, like you say, the name stays as one thing, but no, for the rink, I hope we need a rink, definitely need a rink, mm-hmm. for just what, for the public and school use, public use, and just, you know, it's just a great thing to have. With every town, with all your nice, a lot of these people got lucky and got their MDC rinks that were in their town turned over to them. You know, and they have great facilities.
Yeah.
You know, and what we had the rink and what it served this purpose, I say was a great for the years we got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a good one. Was what 50 years closer?
Yeah, 50 years. Yeah.
Just both 50 years.
Have a party for the rink.
So they have a party.
But, how about you, Dante? What are your hopes? Mm-hmm.
The town is obligated, and should feel obligated to build a new facility. Up to date, new standards that it currently meet, but it's an important part of this town, and became at the 11th hour. You know, I ask everybody in Belmont, you know, walk in that rink and see what. And it's an embarrassment. Birds. I mean, if you go over to the bench side of the rink, there's all bird feces all over the benches, and the kids are sitting on some of that. I don't think anybody. We talk about taking care of our children and our schools. Mm-hmm. Our children are there.
So, new library or new rink? What would you say? What would you vote for if you had to pick one?
I probably would have. I would have strongly thought the library has a good purpose, and we have to weigh which one is worse. You know.
Right.
I'm not going to go up against a library. That's not fair.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They're both important. They have a purpose. But I think it's very important that we create a safe environment for our kids to play in. And I would love to see the rink.
I really want to thank you both for coming on Belmont Buzz.
And I would like to say one last thing. It's an honor to be able to sit next to him or someone I've known all my life and admired, and it's awesome to
I'm
be here.
I'm honored, too. You know, I really am.
Thank you.
89 years young. He's got a lot more to
89.
Go.
89.
I'm so glad you were able to come, both of you, and thank you, and I hope to have you both on again.
He's like a son to me.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Belmont Buzz, produced here at Belmont Media Center in Belmont. If you have ideas for future shows, email me at belmont@wickedlocal.com. Thank you.